Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Hi, everybody. Hope you're having a good Saturday morning. We thank you again, as always, for listening. And Jewel, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Very good.
Good.
We have a nice stretch of weather. It's been beautiful all week, and the same for this weekend, and this is my kind of weather. I love it. Love it. Late summer, it's always good. My car said 91 degrees today, though. Weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a little too hot still. I had to put my air on this afternoon. So,
of course,
we're recording on Thursday. So I don't know what it's going to be like by the time our listeners hear this. But, yeah, I had to put the air on. I was a little bit surprised.
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't. I didn't break down, although it is on in my car. So, because it got a little stuffy, but other than that,
yeah.
So what's been happening with you all week, Jewel? What's going on? Any plans? Any stuff? I know you were out and about yesterday for a while. What's going on?
I sure was. I spent a couple hours walking, which was great. It felt so good to just be out and about for that long. I was taking some photos of our downtown business district in Scranton with Liz Baldy from Scranton Tomorrow. And we have a big project we're working on. I don't want to give too much away yet, but we just had such a good time photographing the exquisite architecture downtown, the beautiful storefronts, the way our retailers and restaurants have decorated their windows and they create beautiful displays, and the signage is lovely, and it just looks great down there. I really had a good time, and we both were, it was funny, as we're walking along, and I said, we have to look up, and several times Liz said, oh, look up at this, and when you look up at the tops of the buildings, there was something about the sky yesterday was really cool. There were a lot of clouds, but they were bright and they were moving, so it wasn't gloomy. Because sometimes it can get, if it's overcast, I mean, that's nice lighting for photos, but you don't want it to feel gloomy for the project we're doing. And everything was bright blue between these puffy, gorgeous, swirly clouds. I know that's not the term for this type of cloud, but I don't know what they were. We need a meteorologist.
You're not a meteorologist. Yeah, you don't need.
Right. I used to know my clouds much better in school, but I don't remember. But anyway, they were beautiful. It was a beautiful sky, and the tops of the buildings are so ornate on so many of these buildings. You have to stop and really take it in. And so we took a lot of street shots, but we also took the tops of a lot of buildings just because we were having fun. And the things that you see when you're really paying attention and you're trying to take photos, it's different than what you notice when you're, you know, running around, going to the bank, going to lunch, going here, going there. I think I want to encourage everybody, the next time you're downtown, any downtown, I know Wilkes-Barre has some really beautiful, exquisite structures too, but any town, stop and really look at the buildings and look up, because you're going to see things that you never saw before, even if you have lived here your whole life. And so, you know, as we were walking along, Liz said, oh, she said, you know what, this just did me so good. She said, I feel like this was our gratitude walk, because I'm so grateful to live in a place with these kind of beautiful buildings and how pretty our town is. And I thought that was just so sweet that she said that, and that she noticed. I mean, she's there every day. Their office is on Linden Street. And so, you know, it was great that she noticed, that she took the time to notice. It really sunk in. And one spot that this was kind of weird. We both stopped. St. Luke's Church is on Wyoming Avenue. And, you know, that's an exquisite structure. And both of us stopped and took a picture of, there's several red doors. But at the same time, without talking about it, we both stopped and took pictures of the red doors. And then we walked over to each other and we said, look at how this, and it was the same photo. It was really funny.
Oh,
and then
cool.
We were laughing and we're like, yeah, so that those doors really spoke to us. But there's so much to see. And I feel like, I've said this about the Scranton Cultural Center at the Masonic Temple. It's one of those places that's so ornate and so lovely and is so intricate that every time you go in there, no matter how many times you've been in there, you're going to notice something new. And I feel that way after walking around downtown yesterday. I saw things I'd never noticed before. And that's really something that's really cool, because I have lived here my whole life and I spent a lot of time working downtown. So that was just the first photo shoot of, we're going to need to do a couple because we have 30 blocks to cover. And,
well, there you go.
We got a lot done, but we have a lot more to do. And so we're really looking forward to it. And this weather is just absolutely perfect for it. We could not have asked for a nicer day. And I wish that I had a pedometer because I got a lot of steps in. It was good.
There you go. Well, yeah. I will tell you that I'm not speaking prematurely, but I don't think so. The Historical Society and Susie Blum, who is Jim Connors' widow, is doing a calendar that says looking up. I don't know the exact title. We just saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Susie had told them that she's already sold some, even though they're not really ready to go, but they're a calendar and it has pictures of exactly what you're saying. Some of the intricate tops of these incredible buildings and the beautiful work that's done by the masons and the, they're made from limestone, cement, I don't know, whatever everybody has used through the years, these artisans to do the work on these buildings and have those little intricate things such as St. Luke's, a cornerstone. If you look at the design at the top of the top of the church, it's beautiful. And there's just a lot of different things, the cultural center, the Casey garage, the medallions, all those things over on Lackawanna Avenue. There's a lot of buildings there. If you really look, I mean, anywhere, look at the cultural center, the outside, look at the building across the street, the Posh,
yes.
City Hall, the Lackawanna College, all of those, the Albright Library, the Children's Library, I mean, all of those buildings down at the courthouse. And then all those buildings on Adams Avenue and some of them, and all I think is, what about all those that were imploded years ago for the mall? They must have had to make, you know, because when you think about all those things, I remember going into stores there on Lackawanna Avenue when I was a teenager, and there were like tile from the sidewalk into the door. So it started out wide and then it would get narrow as you got to the door, and then there were like rounded windows, which is where the displays were, and there would be beautiful tile work that was done all the way to the, you know, in front of the doors. I mean, that was a that was looking down, but the point is that the work that was here and that is still around, if you look, and I guess it's looking up because Jim always said just look, keep looking up, you know. So I'm paraphrasing his quote there, but anyway, so it's in honor of Jim, this calendar, and I just think it's going to be cool, and they're going to be selling them. And so to your point, that's exactly what they're showcasing, are all of those structures in the downtown that, because you, as you know, Jim was a big cheerleader of Scranton. I think we can jump on that bandwagon too. And just to show that, because people miss it. They're not looking up, or they're not, like you, to your point, sitting there because they're rushing from here, there, and everywhere. They're in their car and they have to pay attention. So when you have the time, look at it, because it's beautiful. And I said, Kate, to anybody, Julie, we sent some of the pictures from my Sean's wedding, some of the inside photos and some of the photos outside, that I would dare someone to say, where was your wedding? And I would say somewhere in Europe, because the photos were magnificent because of the backdrop and the and the work that these buildings have in them. It's amazing. Amazing. So yes, lots of good stuff. So look around and you'll see it, because we are very blessed to be here and to have that, because as Meyer used to say, when coal was king, this place was incredible. I mean, Julie, we talk about this too. Look at the houses. You notice more beautiful houses on a main street, because that was the promenade. And so, you know, you look at the work. Like we were just discussing, that house sitting across the street from where I'm parked doing the show. And it's a beautiful little old house, beautiful, and it's in total disrepair. There's a sign on the window. A window busted open with lace curtains, like blowing in the wind outside of the window, and it's horrible that it's in this condition.
Oh, sad.
So, and I bet you, because the doors, because it has a front porch and then a side porch, and the side porch has a door to get in, probably to the dining area. The front is probably into a foyer. And the door and the woodwork is magnificent, and so is the door going in the side porch. It's all wood paneled, and it's a total wooden door with strips of wood running through the glass. And then the front is a beautiful old door, which I had on my sister owns the house now, but where we grew up on North Main Avenue, we had a beautiful front door with beautiful side windows. It's gorgeous. This place, and it's all wood and in major need of repair, and the shingles and just everything. It's really a funky house and pillars, and it's just in total disrepair. So the point is, all of these things take money, they take attention, they take time, and you have to do it to keep up with and make sure it's as good as it can be, because some of these, and to replace the replacement value on some of this, they just don't make it the way they did, Julie. They just don't.
Oh, I know.
And we're going to talk, later in the show, we're going to talk to Holly Sirachi, and we always get into that design elements and newer homes, and, you know, people want this open concept, and, you know, we've talked about that before, and I'm still of the old fashioned. I like separate rooms because I think
like
it breaks
doors.
It up. It's more it's more intimate to me. And especially if you're in the kitchen, you don't have to have the people who you're entertaining watch you do everything in a kitchen. And it's a great concept if you have little kids and you're cooking and you can see them in a family room. But I like individual rooms. That to me is
a
better way to go. But people, to each his own.
Yeah, I'm a fan of pocket doors, which many of the old homes have.
Me too.
Because Get the best of both worlds. Yeah, we have a couple sets of pocket doors in our house, and it's really nice. You know, for the dining room, you can close it off if you want to, or you can have everything wide open if you're, you know, for holidays and birthday parties and big dinners. And that gives you the versatility. So, I think I don't want an open floor plan ever. I really do like privacy in certain rooms. Sometimes you need quiet. And for cooking, yeah, there are times that I just need to cook, do my thing, and then come out. Yep. I can't socialize and cook at the same time successfully. I can't.
No, it's hard. You have to take.
My mom can, but I can't.
You know, Julie.
Yeah.
My house, where I grew up in, once again, that we had pocket doors leading from the living room into a large foyer, and then we had French, and they were glass, wood-trimmed glass sliding pocket doors, and then then we had French doors that went in from the formal living into the dining room. So, they were... It was cool. It was really, really cool to have those because, it was neat. It was very neat. So that's, Julie, that's houses. And like I said, the houses that we have around here, some of them are, these older houses are magnificent. And you just fix them up. I told you there's a guy down the street from me. It's on the corner of Adams and Greenridge. And he and his partner are doing a wonderful job with their property little by little by little. And every time I go by it, something else is done, and hats off to them because they're really doing a great job. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show. And I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely and talented and beautiful Miss Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, take it away, baby.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliediemel.com.
Yay! So, Jewel, the newlyweds are back. They're
wonderful.
They went on their honeymoon to Greece, my Sean Cadden Foley and his bride Katie, now Foley. And they, well, I think she's actually keeping trimmer, but legally, but, you know, changed on the other end. But anyway, that's right. All the monogram stuff I got her was with T in the middle. And I tell her, always be who you are. But anyway, they're back from Greece, and they had a great time. We're going to post a few pics. I told Julie one of the couple that I sent them, they went on a, they went to a olive oil tasting, communal type tasting. They went, they made pottery, Greek pottery. So you'll see some pictures of the group of them and then some Greek pottery on the shelves, which are really, I love pottery, Julie. I love it, love it, love it, love it. And it's just so cool when you see it from another country. I think that's neat. And the fact that Sean used his artistic side is really blowing my mind because he's not exactly... Tommy, 100% artistic. Sean, not so much. Although I did put him in as many things as possible when he was a young child to tap into his artistic, creative side. He did well with many things, but like Bob Schlesinger told me that he's a natural on stage. So I think that helped with his work in the law because he'll be working for a litigation firm, and I think that'll be cool. So we'll see what happens. But anyway... they're back. We're going to post a few pictures, and he said the place was just absolute. Greece is just magnificent. So that was something they wanted to do, planned for, went a couple weeks after they got married so that they could calm down a bit after the wedding and then focus on going away. And now the reality sets in where work is back for Katie, and Sean starts his new job with his new firm in the middle of October. And then I get to see him next week because his grandfather, Tom Foley Jr., is celebrating a big birthday. And so the family's all in, and we're going to celebrate him and be grateful that we have Tom and Jill Miller and with us and loving our children. And it's just good to have grandparents at their age to still be around and love you. So happy birthday to Tom Foley Jr., and happy birthday to my sister-in-law, Donna Bartelli. It's not exactly this week. It's coming up, but a little bit early doesn't hurt because people can wish her in advance. They actually have the same birthday, Tom and my sister-in-law. So happy birthday. And what else, Julie, did I have to tell? Oh, went shopping yesterday, went running around as I'm on my way now to go to female-owned Rosie's Duffy Studio RD to my lovely girl, I love her, my colorist, Stephanie Gilroy, who is a doll and does a great job. And then yesterday I was at Sanderson State Street having Taryn Martin cut my hair, and these are great gals. If you ever need anyone for either anything, don't hesitate. They're great. Both salons are wonderful, and I love supporting both. Went over to the Golden Coast to see my friend Tara Atkins, who owns the Golden Coast. They have beautiful things. Stop over if you're around and see her and support women-owned businesses and small business. Talked to Nada Gilmartin last night, Jewel, for a while, another one of my faves who owns an odd-end company for 35 years as they just celebrated, and they do wonderful things and have great stuff. And so if you need anything, household items, men's items, women, whatever, it's their gifts. She does a great job. And all my friends, Kathy Davis at Over the Moon, Restaurateurs, Carolyn Baldy Catalano, who owns Mansour's. We have our friend Denise Leppo, who manages, and I call her the owner, even though she technically isn't, but it's run by a female, Denise Leppo, lover, downtown Delhi. And our good friend, Mrs. Scanlon, who's been the restaurant business for many, many, many years. She does a great job. She's beautiful, and she always makes you feel so comfortable going in. And I know Henry's on Clay, owned by the Salusti girls. So I love all of these things Julie, but I have to give a shout out too. Even though he's a male and he runs a phenomenal business, but big shout out to my buddy Charlie Lestrange at the Glider Diner. I say this again, Charlie is so dedicated to the community and giving back and bringing food to CIC and making sure the homeless are taken care of and spreading his wealth and giving back. And so big shout out to Charlie, the Glider Diner. Everyone loves it. Everyone goes. Go see him. Go shop, eat small, do all those things. That new restaurant, Bucatini, have not been there, but have heard nothing but rave reviews. I know several people who have gone. It's just all good to have all of these neat things available to us right here in good old northeastern Pennsylvania, otherwise known as the Scranton, because where Scranton goes, there goes everything else. So that's my public service announcement on what everybody could do, who they could look at going with. And, yeah, it's all good. So I did a lot of running around, Julie, a lot of good things. And I just have to say a big shout-out to Geisinger. I was at with Meyer to a doctor's appointment week before last, and we were down in the Pittston location, the one that used to be the old Walmart that Geisinger bought and remodeled. It's clean. It's beautiful. Everybody was so wonderful. They took such good care of us. And yesterday, as I get shots in my knees because of my arthritis and an injury to my knee from my dear friend, Dr. Jeff Gillette, who does my injections, had those done yesterday. And went to another Geisinger facility in the marketplace at Scranton Marketplace. It's right there. It's convenient. They do a great job. So I just feel like I've been around the Geisinger system a little bit with some docs and some appointments. And I can't say enough about the courtesy, the people who work there. Big shout out to Kelly at Dr. Gillette's office. I love her. She's a doll. She just got married recently. Congrats to Kelly. And just really, I just pay attention to these things and the way you're treated. And I've been in a big shout out to the Wright Center, who always do what they're supposed to do. They're involved. Linda Thomas is incredible. Kara Seitzinger, who's always available and running around and just giving back to this community. And it's a huge, huge organization. Employed many, many, many hundreds and hundreds of people, same as Geisinger, and given back. So big shout out to them. I think it's important for us to know good experiences that we have with the doctors we see, the places we go. And I'm a freak, Julie, about cleanliness, and especially in doctors. And I can't speak enough to how clean and organized and kind everybody is. So when you go to a doctor or hospital anywhere, you want to feel like you're taken care of and that people are nice because you're so afraid. And when they're just so good, it's a good thing. So, no, we can talk about the bad all we want, and there's always some mix. But I just have to say my most recent experiences have been beautifully positive. So big shout-out to them. And just keep, if you're in the healthcare profession, as my mom was, as I was for 7 months in the short time I was in nursing school, just a big shout out to all the healthcare providers and caretakers and all of those people, Julie, who just work so hard and sometimes feel beaten up, I'm sure, and they just keep doing it time after time, going back into that, you know, situation day after day, not knowing what they're going to experience, much like life, I guess. But big shout out to them. So that's a rant, Julie. Got it.
That was a good one. That was a good rant.
So what do you think?
I think it's great, and I think it's important that we do acknowledge the people who are helpful to us and are kind to us. And you and I have been trying to do more little gratitude segments, I think. They have just kind of organically arisen here, and I think right now it might be more important than ever to take a step back and say, okay, here are some good things and some good people that we've encountered this week when things get rough out there. So there's always a positive.
Yep.
So I'm glad right. that you had your rant. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it's just keep doing good. I always say do the right thing and the next right thing happens. So just be kind, and not even kind, I say nice. I know there's someone on Facebook, I watch this reel, she's like, nice is this, and I always say that nice is something you can do whether you're not kind or not. Kindness, I think, is innate, and niceness is something you can be just because you need to be, and that's the way I look at it. That's just my philosophy. That's why I always end this show with be nice, because it doesn't hurt to do that. Just right. Be nice. It just works. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break because we have the beautiful, talented associate broker, got it right, Joel, Miss Holly Sirachi from ERA One Source Realty, who's coming up next to talk a little bit about staging and what you can do with your home before you sell it, if you need to invest, you know, what kind of money you would need to invest if you have to, and just to make things look better to sell it. So, we will be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden. I'm the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely, lovely, and talented Miss Julie D. Immel. Julie is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. And, Jewel, let them know what you can do for them.
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you, Jewel. And with us is the lovely and talented and beautiful lady, as well as Miss Julie, Holly Sirachi, who is a realtor with ERA, One Source Realty. Holly, are you considered an associate broker?
Yes, I have my license for
that's what
broker.
Okay, so I want to make sure I clarify and correct myself. An associate broker with ERA One Source Realty. Holly is in the Clark Summit office. There are 5 offices in 10 counties. There's about 80-some agents under the tutelage of Miss Sunita Arora, who we all love. And Holly's going to talk a little bit today, as we mentioned her in one of our previous segments, and getting your house ready, what you should do, because those are all questions. And I was just recently reading, I think it was in the newspaper recently, about what the tips that you should do to get your house ready. And I always, as a realtor myself, I always pay attention to those things and see if they're all the always, Holly, the same tried and true of what you know, personal items, this, that, and the other, what you should do, what you shouldn't do to do it before. Are you going to get a return on what you put in before you leave? What's the best way to show your house? So let's talk a little bit about trends in that, Holly, what you would recommend if one of your clients said, Holly, what is the best thing for me to do after you've just seen my house? What do you think I can do to make it more saleable, A? And B, if I need to do something that costs money, what's worth that investment versus what may not be? And you can kind of put more of a Band-Aid, so to speak, than a full-blown, like, kitchen remodel. So let's talk about a whole bunch of that stuff, huh?
Absolutely. So when I go on a listing appointment, more often than not, the seller will ask me, what are your thoughts in terms of, you know, how the house is presented and what have you. And I always ask them, first and foremost, what is your budget? Some people will say, you know, I can't spend any money, or I could spend a couple hundred dollars, or I could spend a couple thousand dollars. And once they determine, you know, what they can do, then I'll make the recommendation. 100%, okay. The first thing every seller should do is declutter. And mm-hmm. I tell them, if you're not using it, pack it up. And if you have a basement, you know, get bins, put it, you know, nice and neat in the basement, donate, you know, sell, whatever you need to do, you know, get that done. Very minimalistic. And this way the people can see the house versus, you know, you in the house. And if it's just paint, then it's just paint. I think I may have mentioned once I went to a house and it had fallen through, was not listed with myself. And they interviewed me. I listed the house and they said, what are your recommendations? And I said, well, there were four lilac rooms. And I said, well, we need to neutralize this. And, you know, do you have a budget to paint, or can you paint? And they said, absolutely. We neutralized it and we decluttered, and I helped them stage the home, and the home sold. I actually had multiple offers on it and what have you. So sometimes just small little things mm-hmm. will make a huge difference. In my 22-year career, I don't think I've ever told anyone to, you know, put a new kitchen in or what have you, because it's almost a diminishing return. Like, why would you spend 20 to get 20?
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense, but I typically go through each room and help them stage it. Cleanliness is paramount. So if your carpets need to be cleaned, you know, or you need to have the house professionally cleaned, windows, that's huge. You know, making sure that there's no clutter on the countertops, you know, on the bathrooms. I've sold several homes where the bathrooms are extremely dated, but, you know, I can help them with a cute, you know, shower curtain, or, you know, little soaps or something on the counters to make it look nice. And usually you can pull it together that way and make it look cute. But today's trends are very minimalistic. You know, we went through different phases through decades, as you know. You know, it was the mint green. It was the, I apologize, that's my dog.
That's okay.
It was olive green. It was pink. It was this. It was that. Now we're seeing modern farmhouse with very light walls, ashy colored wood, and very simple, very minimalistic. And that seems to be the trend now, like the nudes and the taupes and, you know, that kind of a thing. And very simple.
What, Holly, I can never conform to a minimalistic decorating. I mean, when it comes to my walls, I don't put a lot of stuff. I don't put a lot of stuff on my walls, and only it's just me. I have things to put on them, but they're not up. And I'm going to tell you this probably for years. I have things, and I want them, and I think, oh, I don't know if I can commit to it. And then the holes in the wall, if you use the traditional way of attaching, I know there's other things which I don't necessarily always trust. I don't know, Julie, you know what my house looks like, but I like stuff. I just love stuff, and I love it around, and I think it cozies up. So do you ever see people who love all that? And because I know,
I do.
Especially younger kids love minimalistic stuff, and I'm not a minimalist in any way, stretch or form, so I can't even think about that. But it is better, I will give this, for the topic of which we're on, to sell without having that, and that's what you said, it's the clutter, it's the stuff that might make you happy, but it's not going to make everyone else. What do people say? Like, it must be, I haven't been selling in a couple years, so I don't know what that current feel of what they're looking at. Do you ever get anyone, though, seriously, that says, oh, I love this stuff, I love it around, and are people reluctant, if you are someone who is non-minimalistic, how do they take it when you say it's better to do this? What ends up happening there? Do they listen, or how do they comply, I should say?
Well, the first thing I say is listen. We don't put our homes on the market the way we live in them. That's most of us.
That's true. That's true.
Although, you know, when I have a military family that knows they're going to be moving, they don't collect all the stuff, and because they know they're going to be moving, and you know, that's they're typically ready to roll when I get there. But the majority of us, we do not live in our homes, you know, the way we would if we put them on the market. And when I was first, you know, when I bought my first house and I was looking at it, I said, oh, you know, maybe I should buy this picture. Maybe I should buy that picture. Like, how do you know? And someone said it to me best. Buy something that you enjoy looking at. And what I enjoy looking at might not be what you enjoy looking at, but it gives you that warm feeling. Our homes are our sanctuary. And so when you're sitting there, you want to feel that. But again, someone else might not appreciate, you know, your taste or what have you. So, you know, I always say we just have to neutralize things. So it's fine. I love color. I love, love, love color. And I mean, I'm into decorating and what have you. So I go through my own house where I'll, you know, change the colors every couple of years or what have you. And the last one I went to light walls. I don't particularly care for it, but you know, I'm always changing with the times and what have you. So, you know, one house that I just showed recently, my client said, oh my gosh, I'm very interested to go see the vampire house. I said, the vampire house? And they said, yeah, all the dark walls. And I said, well, hold on a minute, because that slate gray is very popular now. And you might get there and appreciate it. Because if you do things the right way with the right accents, you can pull that together. And sure enough, when we got to the house, they were like, wow, this is really nice. So, and I said, listen, it's paint. But, you know, and so
exactly.
maybe not having, you know, 25 tchotchkes or whatever around the house, you know, maybe you narrow it down to 5 or something of that nature. And you just have to realize that, again, you know, the end goal is to sell the house. And so I always tell someone, listen, if you have the leaf in the table, your dining room table, let's unless it's a huge room, let's take it out. And,
right,
you know, make the table smaller, the room looks bigger. So it really does depend. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's sometimes it's very sad for me because people will say, oh, you know what? I told my husband or I told my wife I wanted to do this 15 years ago. I wanted to paint this room, or I wanted to do this, or I wanted to do that, and now I'm doing it to sell the house, and I don't get to reap the benefits of it.
Yeah.
And yeah, well, that's bad because, yeah.
You know, Holly, I think, too, when it comes to all of this, as you just said, that your home is your sanctuary. So what surrounds you in your home are things you love and make you happy. It doesn't mean the person who's looking at it does. And so taking the advice to some degree from a realtor who knows what works and what doesn't for the most part, you might get that person who's the total opposite and they come in and they think, oh, I would love it to have more. But I do think when you have less around, I always like, and I know people purposely stage a property. Do you see much of that? Now, are there professional stagers around our neck of the woods?
There are. I do it myself. I that's part of my background. So when I list a home, I go into the house and I go room by room with my client and move furniture. I typically can work with items that they have. So you know, you're not having to, I mean, I think I may have mentioned this in the past. There was one that they didn't have furniture and I took their bins and I made an L-shaped couch and covered it with matching blankets and decorative pillows so that it looked like a couch in the picture. It was definitely not a couch. so usually I can, work with what they have and that kind of a thing, give them ideas and all of that. And it's fun. And they actually like it as well, especially if it's not going to cost them a lot of money. And again, paint, you know, cleaning carpets and decluttering go a long, long,
long way. Yeah.
And I always say, if you're not, why pay to move it? If you're not using it, get rid of it. Because all you're going to do is pay to move it to the next place. And, you know, there's times that, you know, it will take clients of mine several weeks or months to get, their property in order to put it on the market. But you get one chance to make that first impression. And so when the photographer goes out, you know, I want those pictures perfect. That being said, you know, obviously the day-to-day is a little bit different. But you want those pictures on the internet because, listen, the iPhones, the iPads, everybody's going to blow up the picture and, you know, you don't want to see all that mess.
I know.
I was surprised last week. I saw a person in a picture again. I said, well,
oh gosh. Oh boy.
Yeah. Literally a person in the picture. So, yeah.
On the internet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I get it.
Yep, I'm in the MLS.
Okay. Well, and that shouldn't even be allowed.
Is it? You know, we don't have someone going through every photo, but it's bizarre to me. And to me as an agent, you know, you're paid to perform, you know, certain tasks and do your job and give a certain level of service and market your client's property and do things properly. And that certainly is one of them.
Yeah. Well, Holly, tell everybody how they can get, hopefully people can hear this, see, think about what to do, listen to the realtor when they give you some advice, if you can be, if you're one of those people who can pay attention and do what you're supposed to, that's a good thing. So, Holly, how can they get in touch with you if they need you to look at their property and sell or buy or whatever you can do for them?
My cell phone is always best. You can call or text, either is fine, 570-885-0157, or you can email me at hollysirachi, or at gmail.com, or go to my website, hollysirachi.com.
There we go. Well, thank you once again for all that you do for us. We appreciate you being here. And have a good weekend, Holly, as well as everyone else out there. Have a great weekend, as always and always and always. We thank you so much for listening to us week after week. We appreciate it, just so you know. And just enjoy the weekend. It's going to be a beautiful one. Hooray! So see you next week. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.